The Bloomington Normal Water Reclamation District will have to spend $160 million plus over the next couple decades. Homeowners and apartment owners in the Twin Cities will have to pay for it. Here's a talk with Water Reclamation District Director Randy Stein about what that money will buy and who it will benefit.
The states in the Mississippi watershed have been directed by the federal government to come up with a plan to treat nutrients, both nitrogen and phosphorus. In Illinois, there was a plan put together by the wastewater agencies, by the environmental groups, and by the Illinois EPA, a plan to reduce nitrogen and phosphorus that is discharged to the Mississippi River in Illinois. It has been determined that POTWs and point source discharges to the system, POTWs, publicly owned treatment works, will bear the burden of reducing the phosphorus loads to the receiving streams.
Is that fair, considering phosphorus also comes from farm runoff?
Well, the farm runoff is going to be targeted for nutrients, for nitrogen. Most of the nitrogen component of nutrients come from farming. About half of the phosphorus nutrient becomes from POTWs. The facilities that, like Binward, are going to be responsible for reducing their phosphorus discharge. Currently, a lot of plants don't have a limit, and we do not, but we discharge around 3 parts per million of phosphorus to the receiving streams. Our influent is 6, and we get it down to 3.
And what will it have to move to?
It appears, we haven't gotten our permit yet, but it appears it's going to be 0.3.
Well, how expensive is getting from 3 to 0.3?
That's another chapter, but it's scores of millions over a long period of time. Our construction phase apparently will be 10 to 12 years. The old 1928-29 plant does not have the ability to be modified to remove phosphorus. Does a very good job in ammonia and BOD, and it does it very economically. Plant 3, which is a newer design from 1976 and 1988, can be modified to remove phosphorus. But the largest of the plants, the plant number 1, is going to have to be completely overhauled.
And if we're talking scores of millions, so what, $100 million? Where is that money going to come from?
Well, our estimates are, at this point in time, about $160 million. We will not raise property taxes, but it will come from user fees. Our user fees on single-family home is in the $12 to $15 a month range for the Bloomington Normal Water Reclamation District. But we don't have a firm number yet, but we intend on small increases over a 5 or 6 year period. A lot of that depends on a final number. We're in the middle of doing the basis of design for what that plant looks like, and we are going to utilize some of the older structures on the plant.
So what period of time do you have to pay for it? Because that will affect the bigness of a user fee increase per household that Normal and Bloomington are going to have to pass on.
So the magic
residents.
The magic date appears to be 2035. We have not gotten our permit from the Illinois EPA. That's the thou shalt permit. But it appears like we will be 2035 on a deadline, construction starting in 2 to 3 years. So we'll have a long period of time for construction. Therefore, we're going to be accumulating debt for a number of years. We anticipate the Illinois EPA revolving loan program is going to fund this project.
So the cost of the money will be relatively low.
It'll be low. Currently, the rates are around 2% or less. There may be some loan forgiveness. We certainly are going to apply for that, but there's no guarantee that there will be a portion of that forgiven. But our rate structure will increase gradually to cover the loan costs. I might point out that the district currently has a loan for the Southeast plant, which was built in 2005, and debt on that and debt on our CSO project will retire in 2027. So the current debt load that serves those facilities will become available for the good chunk of the loan going forward. We're not going to take the entire large amount as new debt. We're going to have a substantial amount we're already debt serving.
As we've seen from the Trump administration recent actions regarding California and fuel auto emissions, some administrations may have a different take on the need for environmental regulation. Is there any chance those rules on phosphorus will go away?
It's very unlikely. The momentum behind this nutrient removal dates back several administrations to the 90s. So the momentum is quite substantial. There are a number of plants in northern Illinois that are either under construction or have performed their construction tasks to meet this new standard. The emphasis on on who got the limits first were those facilities located on impaired streams. The system has filled it down to the rest of the 216 major treatment plants in Illinois, and now facilities as ourselves, which are not located on an impaired stream, are starting to see requirements in their permit. A couple other plants in the area, Springfield completed modification to one of their plants and a complete total rebuild to another one of their facilities. They have two facilities also.